especially as mums, how often do we really simply skimp on our own values? I'm going to say it again. The secret sauce, guys, is when our priorities match our values. As you'll find, if you don't reassess, you'll forget to tell your money where to go. And if you don't tell your money where to go, you'll always end up wondering where it went. Okay, so today I'm going to share another five-step framework. This one is going to be on decluttering your finances and my must-do tips to get your budget back on track and still reach your financial goals this year. I want you to have the opportunity to really look into your spending and create a budget that works for you and is aligned with your values. So let's jump in. Ever wondered how less could be more? If your debt and clutter piles have grown too tall and your time too short, leaving you caught in the hustle of modern-day motherhood, you're in the right place. I'm Jamie Hansen, your guide on the House to Homemaking podcast to reclaim your time, declutter your life, and embrace your true calling. My mission is to help you reclaim your time, steward your stuff, and craft a simpler, joy-filled life. Together, we'll transform the time you spend serving others into a system to focus on what truly serves your everyday. The chaos ends here. Let's turn your house into a haven you can call home. Buckle up and enjoy the show. Hello, hello, beautiful mums and homemakers. Let's take a moment and talk about something that's been on my mind lately, that is cluttered finances. Welcome to the House to Homemaking podcast. I'm your host, Jamie. And now I know that those two words, cluttered finances, together can seem scary and overwhelming, but trust me here, it's something we all deal with. We're all in this together, and I want to share some thoughts that might help us get back on track with aligning our budget to our priorities and our values today. So I want to share with you this five-step framework. You know, I love a good acronym by now. It's called SPARK, but we'll get into that in a moment. And first, I'm going to pose this thought, okay? It's February, or it's at least February at the time of recording this, towards the end of February, and perhaps your financial goals are a little bit off track. Did you set them too high? This month can bring a little bit of a harsh reality check. We're a month into the new year, and some of us might be finding our financial goals are a bit off track, and we are wondering if we set our goals too high. So I want to answer that for you. They're goals. They're your goals. They can be as high as you want them to be. They are a reflection of your values, your dreams, your aspirations. So no. They are a reflection of your values, your dreams, and your aspirations, or at least they should be, okay? They're your goals. They can be what you want. However, it's also essential to ask ourselves, were we realistic when we set these goals? Sure, dreaming big is fantastic, but it's equally crucial to ground those dreams in reality. When it comes to our finances and our personal budget, we might think we know our numbers, but do we really? Our finances and budget are just as prone to getting cluttered as our homes. Do we know our numbers when it comes to our belongings? Most likely not. At least not at the top of our heads, okay? There's too much clutter unless we are diligent in tracking our belongings as they come in and go out. Our inventory is impossible to manage. And of course, our finances follow that same principle unless we track it just as diligently. It is just as prone to clutter. So back to my question when it comes to your financial goals, but were you realistic? You may think you know your numbers, but do you? If not, I am absolutely here to help, okay? Let's get back on track in five easy steps and declutter our finances. Today, I want to share the simple acronym of SPARK for decluttering finances. About the only thing that's inspired by Marie Kondo's Sparking Joy. So don't get ahead of yourself here, but I wanted something that's already associated with decluttering. So I'm hoping it will help us both here, right? I understand the importance of clear direction and actionable steps. So let's break down our journey of decluttering our finances into this simple acronym, SPARK. S-P-A-R-K. S is for scrutinizing your expenses. P is for prioritize your spending. A is align spending with your values. And R is for reassess regularly. Lastly, we have K, which means keep going. And it might sound like it's nowhere near as important as all the other ones, but believe me, it's probably the most important. And let's dive into each of these steps individually so that you can spark some joy in your finances today. One of the key lessons I learned is the importance of setting realistic financial goals and being aware of where my money is going. So by carefully examining my expenses and distinguishing between needs and wants, I've been able to prioritize my spending and allocate my money in a way that aligns with my true values. So this has allowed me to feel more fulfilled and satisfied with my financial decisions, and you can too. So what is the SPARK, S-P-A-R-K, 5-step budgeting framework? So let me introduce you to SPARK. Hi, it's me. A framework with 5 simple steps to follow to declutter your finances. And yes, the name is inspired by Marie Kondo's infamous SPARK joy as a concept for asking, does this item spark joy when decluttering our homes? So this is SPARK, the framework that takes us through this financial decluttering process and helps us regain focus and find joy in managing our money. It provides the order to clearly guide us through the process with ease, but more on that later. And let's jump deeper into each step below. So the 5 steps to declutter your finances. And remember, just like managing clutter in our homes, managing finances require diligence, organization, and a clear understanding of our financial goals. So we're going to start off with step number 1, which is S, to scrutinize our expenses. It involves carefully examining where money is being spent, and this includes reviewing our bank statements, our credit card bills, our receipts, to identify areas of overspending or unnecessary expenses. So by understanding where money is going, you can make informed decisions about where to cut back and where to save. Okay, so here's what I want to do. If you want to start scrutinizing your expenses, which I highly recommend that you do, you first need to gather all these financial documents, such as your bank statements or your credit card bills or your receipts. Now, I do recommend your bank statements so that you have them printed out and you can go through and just highlight each transaction. So I'm going to give you some keys here, and I need you to have 5 highlighters. And if you don't have 5 different highlighter colors, I'm going to give you examples, then use a normal pen and number it 1 through 5 instead. Otherwise, I recommend you use yellow or number 1 for your fixed bills and your subscriptions, anything that you have coming out by direct debit, okay? You're going to use green or number 2 for anything that is groceries or food. Now, not eating out, this is your essential food spending, things that you cook with at home, okay? Don't get ahead of yourself. And number 3, or the color blue if you have a highlighter, it needs to be transport or transport related costs. This could be your car insurance, your fuel, your road tax, anything to do with your transport costs or your public transport. If you don't drive like me, that could be a big cost saving thing too. And then number 4, or an orange highlighter, is for eating out, okay? This is your coffee or your lunches or your sandwiches or that gingerbread man your kids kept asking for when you were out. Any eating out falls under this category, and that's your orange or number 4, okay? For number 5, or pink, would be your miscellaneous spending. Your miscellaneous spending is going to be anything else. So anything that is not your fixed bills or subscriptions, anything that is not your groceries and essential foods, anything that is not your transport or transport related cost, and anything that is not eating out. literally anything else. I don't care if it's your new charger for your phone. Anything else is going to go under miscellaneous or variable spending for now, okay? We can dive deeper into creating better categories in the future, but for now, that's what it's going to be, okay? So once you have your documents in place, the first step is to take a hard look at where our money is going. If you have cash expenses and receipts, you need to go through those also. But most of the time, it will be line items or transactions that are the easiest way to do this. If you can't access printed statements and you have a banking app, do this by hand. Just write each transaction individually down in a notepad and highlight or number them according to the categories, because you will need this information and it is going to be the most invaluable information to have moving forward within your budget. Do not worry, it might seem time consuming, but it's not as time consuming as you might think. It will be the one of the only times you really need to do this once you go through the Spark system. Number S is usually as big as it gets here, okay? So take a hard look at where your money is going here. Everything from your large monthly bills to small, seemingly insignificant purchases. You need to write it all down. Don't leave anything out. The more detailed you are, the better. This will give you a clear picture of your spending habits. And you might be surprised at where your money is actually going. Because can you tell me exactly how much your subscriptions are combined right now, okay? Put a number in your head and keep that number in your head and let's get to work. I want you to take a moment and think about your monthly subscriptions, whether that is your Netflix, Amazon Prime, a fancy new meal kit for the new year, okay? Do you have the exact figure on how much they all add up to? If not, don't worry. So it's time to get to work and get that number sorted. Decluttering your finances means taking a look, a very close look at your expenses. So once you've created a detailed list of your expenses and categorized them into your essential and non-essential items, okay, be sure to include everything no matter how small. Add up the total amount for each of these categories at the end. How much did you spend on eating out last month? Was it not that bad? An extra sandwich, a coffee, that unplanned meal. I'm not saying you shouldn't have spent it. I'm saying even though these type of expenses could and should have already been accounted for, okay? And what about the treats we give ourselves as moms? The extra sandwich when we're out shopping, that comforting coffee on a cold day or seasonal drink, that unplanned meal when cooking just seems too much as only Wednesday night, right? How will we ever survive this week? I'm not saying you shouldn't have these, after all, we mamas deserve a treat now and then, but have you ever considered how much these little indulgences add up over the month? We often overlook these expenses, but they should already be accounted for within our budget. And if they're not, that is the real reason why our budgets do not work out the way we plan. So did you do a deep dive and do you know exactly where your spending is right now? I might recommend listening to this whole podcast all the way through and then go back through the steps, okay? But I will have a blog post as well outlining the steps in the show notes or on my website, housetohomemaking.com. So my next question is, do you know your priorities? A budget is not about what you can't spend money on, but that you simply need to train and start to build up your priorities muscle here. So P stands for prioritize your spending, okay? Once we have scrutinized our expenses, we need to prioritize our spending. So you might think that you have all your priorities in place when it comes to your finances, but it goes with everything. Why do our priorities not get done, if they are our priorities? I mean, if they don't get done, are they even our priorities? I know it sounds harsh, but I'm going to give you some grace and tell you the truth. Our priorities are our values. It might not be our true values, but it will be our values in this season. Sometimes, unless we revisit these things, we actually forget our values. And as mums, we often neglect our own values, don't we? We get so caught up in the hustle and bustle of life that we forget to prioritize ourselves. So when our priorities never get done, are they our priorities? Or are they perhaps someone else's priorities? This is where we need to learn to match our priorities, the things we choose to do each day, the things that we choose to spend money on, to ensure that they are aligned with our values. And once you have a clear picture of your expenses, it's time to prioritize. Start by separating your needs from your wants. That's basic, but we don't do it enough. Your needs are your essentials, like your rent or your groceries, your utilities, your health care. Your wants are things like subscriptions, eating out, and other non-essential purchases. Now, they're not bad. Of course they're not bad. I'm never going to tell you that they are. But this is for you to prioritize your spending. And prioritizing your spending is what will help you understand where you can cut back to reach your financial goals. The next step is A, okay? So once we have scrutinized our expenses, prioritized our spending, we need to align our spending with our values. So A is for aligning our spending with our values. And I'm here to tell you, it's okay, we all do it. Remember, the secret sauce here to achieving our financial goals is when our priorities match our values. That is when the magic happens. When we align our spending with what truly matters to us, we realize that we don't need to spend on the things that don't serve us, okay? We can make conscious decisions on where our money goes and in turn create a financial life that reflects our true values, okay? So like I said, honestly, I don't blame you if you're not doing this, especially as mums. How often do we really simply skimp on our own values? I'm going to say it again, the secret sauce, guys, is when our priorities match our values. So next up, I want you to take a look at your wants, the things that you want to be spending money on, and ask yourself if they align with your values. Are these purchases bringing you joy or adding value to your life? If not, it might be time to reconsider them, okay? Aligning your spending with your values means spending money on things that genuinely matter to you. This doesn't mean you can't treat yourself. It just means being more mindful of where your money goes. So after you have scrutinized your expenses by gathering all your financial documents, going through with your highlighters or 1 to 5 numbers for your fixed bills, groceries, transport, eating out, and miscellaneous, and you have added up the total for all these categories, once you have prioritized your spending by learning to distinguish between your wants and your needs and making conscious choices about where to allocate your money based on your needs and your wants, and you have aligned this spending, your spending, with your values, okay? And I want you to take some time here. I want you to revisit this for a minute during your weekly review as well, which will discuss in this next step, I think. Yes, you need to align spending with your values by start reflecting on your personal values, right? You need to be jotting them down in your notebook here. Take some time here, sit with it, and then once you have reflected on your personal values, you need to consider whether your current spending habits align with those values, okay? By aligning spending with our own unique values, we can finally feel more fulfilled and satisfied with our financial decision. And once we've done all this, we get to R in our SPARK formula, and that is to reassess regularly. This is our fourth step, and this is a routine, a habit that we need to be setting up. Okay, reassessing regularly highlights the need for ongoing evaluation and adjustment of our financial habit within your personal budget here. Okay, so how to start regularly reassessing your budget to build financial habits, to declutter and simplify your budget, is the best place to start, okay? But ongoing evaluation for true progress here involves, number one, regularly reviewing your expenses, sure, but also number two, tracking progress towards your financial goals, and number three, making necessary adjustments to stay on track with your spending and your values. By reassessing regularly, you can start to identify areas for improvement and make changes as needed as you go. Okay, this is especially important, as you'll find if you don't reassess, you'll forget to tell your money where to go. And if you don't tell your money where to go, you'll always end up wondering where it went. Okay, I personally like to reassess my finances on a weekly basis. Okay, it's a habit that now takes 5 to 10 minutes on a Sunday, rather than spending an hour or two backtracking once a month and creating a large and daunting task for myself that I quite frankly just put off. Okay, while short bursts once a week of glancing over my spending for the past week, remembering my values and reassessing how the coming week looks now, it gives me so much peace and clarity, and it's a process I've come to truly actually enjoy, and I would never have thought that earlier. So it's important that we reassess regularly. Our lives and priorities change, okay? The seasons change, and so should our budgets. So I want to encourage you to make a habit of reassessing your finances on a regular basis. This will help you stay on track and make necessary adjustments as your life evolves. I want you to remember that a budget isn't set in stone. It's a tool that helps you align your spending with your values, okay? Schedule a recurring monthly budget review session, okay, to evaluate your spending habits and identify areas for improvement. As a bare minimum, use this time to reflect on your financial goals and make any necessary adjustment to your budget. I want you to schedule this session now. And as a minimum once a month, I promise you it will be a bigger task if it is once a month. So I recommend you just schedule a 10-15 minute session once a week and just take this time here to think about when that's going to be, when you're going to reassess regularly, okay? The next one is to keep going. K is for keep going. So once we have scrutinized our expenses, we have prioritized our spending, we have aligned our spending with our values and reassessed regularly by setting that time aside and scheduled it in our week, preferably, we need to keep going. Because finally, don't give up. Just like building a muscle, financial fitness takes time. There will be setbacks, but remember, progress, not perfection, is the goal. You need to be celebrating your wins, no matter how small, and you need to keep going. So you got this. To keep going may not seem like much at first, but it's the most important one. The true progress in our financial habits come from the small acts of persistence and consistency in managing our money. When I say keep going, I want you to hear the encouragement. I want you to stay committed to your financial goals and continue making positive changes, because I've learned by staying motivated and consistent, I can achieve long-term financial success, okay? Using SPARK, S-P-A-R-K, as a framework, as a tool for your budget, okay? I found the SPARK acronym to be a valuable tool for predicting and managing my finances. If I fall off track, I know that starting from step one and scrutinizing my expenses, I'll be sailing through the framework and getting back on track in a flash, okay? So by scrutinizing my expenses and prioritizing my spending and aligning my spending with my values and reassessing regularly and staying committed to my financial goals by keeping on going, I've been able to make informed decisions about where to cut back and save. This process is how I've stayed focused for so long while enjoying the ride, okay? And if I fall off track, I know I can start from step one. And like I said, I'll be sailing through this framework and getting back on track in a flash. And I have done this, okay? You will fall off track, but you can repeat this process again. And you know, every time it's going to be so much easier and you are going to find your way back in a flash. This has helped me to stay on track and achieve long-term financial success and what that means to me on a low income and steward my finances well. Next thing I wanted to share is perhaps how would you know if you should make a monthly or a weekly budget? Call this a bonus tip, if you will. One thing that I wanted to share with you is that I started dividing my budget into shorter time frames. This means that by dividing my monthly income into smaller budget, like weekly amounts, for example, I've changed my whole personal finance game. I'm now allocating funds for different categories, you know, such as housing, transportation, groceries, entertainment, etc., on a weekly basis, which has given me a much more clear understanding of how much money is available for each category, and I have been able to avoid overspending because my biggest struggle was always running out of money before I ran out of the month. But budgeting weekly and reassessing at the end of the week with my regular reassessing, I found it was easier to course correct for a shorter period and only adjust the coming week's budget rather than the whole month to get back on track. I wanted you to keep going. I want you to celebrate your small wins. I guess I cannot leave without reminding you to celebrate the small wins in your week too. Throughout my journey, I've celebrated progress, big and small, and stayed focused on my long-term financial goals. But starting to acknowledge my own small wins along the way is how I stay motivated and consistent, even on a low income. I've been able to live a life with financial peace while working towards a life free of debt and full financial freedom. I hope that sharing my journey and my personal story and the valuable insights I've gained will help you start scrutinizing your own expenses today and follow the Spark 5-step framework one step at a time. I want to encourage you that by implementing the tips and the strategies that I've shared today, I believe that you can regain control of your finances and work towards a life of financial peace and freedom. So I want you to go print your bank statements. I want you to grab your highlighters or simply a notebook and a pen and your favorite seasonal drink and start aligning your spending with your values today. So celebrate smaller wins and now imagine what your life will look like when your finances are decluttered. No more worrying about where your money is going. No more feeling guilty about your spending. Instead, you'll have a clear picture of your finances and the confidence that your money is going towards what truly matters to you. So I want to say, dear moms, dear homemakers, let's start today. Let's declutter our finances, align our spending with our values, and build that priorities muscle. Let it get strong. It might seem like a daunting task, but remember, we are all in this together, and I believe in us, and you should also believe in us, because we can do this. Remember that decluttering your finances isn't just about saving money. It's about creating a financial life that reflects your own values. It's about taking control of your money so it stops controlling you. So let's spark a change today. Let's work towards a life of financial peace and freedom. So if you enjoy this podcast, I hope you can take a moment today to support me by just heading into the Apple Podcast or wherever you listen to this and leave a 5-star review, and just a written review take 30 seconds of your time and I will appreciate it so much. It will help me more than you ever know. It's your way to give back and I can keep producing free content for you as I settle into the groove of this podcast. Make sure you follow along House to Homemaking, and I'll see you in the next episode.